Siyabonga Nkosi kuba sikwazi ukuhlangana manje.
Thank you Lord that we can meet now.
Ngalo lolu suku lokwenyuka kwakho kuyezulwini.
On this ascension day where you ascended into heaven.
Iba nathi sibusise ngezwi lakho.
Be with us, bless us through your word.
Amen.
Amen.
Itext lethu ngokamakho isahluko seshumi nesithupha.
Mark chapter 16.
Kusukela vesini shumi nani.
And verse 14.
Ngasemuva wabonakala kwaba ishumi nanye behlezi kudleni wabasola ngokungakholwa kwabo nangobulukhuni benhliziyo yabo ngokuba bangakholwanga yilabo abambonile esevukile.
Later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked the unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen.
Wayesethi kubo, hambani niye ezweni konke lonke nishumayele ivangeli kukho konke okudaliweyo.
And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Okholwayo aphaphathiswe uyakusindiswa, kepha ongakholwayo uyakulahlwa.
He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.
Lezi zibonakaliso ziyakubalandela abakholwayo, ngegama lami bayakukhipha amademoni bashumayela ngezilimi ezintsha.
And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak in new tongues.
Baphathe izinyoka uma bephuza okubulalayo akusoze kwaba nangozi.
They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover.
Bayakuba beka izandla phezu kwabagulayo basinde. Ngalokho ke, njalo ke inkosi uJesu isikhulumile kubo. Yakhushulelwa ezulwini yahlala ngakwesukunene sikaNkulunkulu.
So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God.
Kepha bona baphuma bephuma beshumayela ezindaweni zonke inkosi isebenza nabo iqinisa izwi ngezibonakaliso ezilandelayo.
And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. We'll stop reading there.
Uthuwa kwasemuva wabonakala kwaba yishumi nanye behlezi ekudleni.
Starts here saying, later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table.
Manje kusuku lwangashumi amane. UJesu evukile kwabafileyo ekanye nabafundi bakhe.
It was now 40 days after the resurrection that he had been with his disciples.
Kusukela ke ekuvukeni kwakhe wahlala ezibonakalisa kubafundi bakhe. Ubengahleli nabo emini nasebusuku njengaseqaleni.
And during these 40 days after his resurrection, he always again and again appeared to his disciples. He was not with them all the time as he had been before the crucifixion, but he appeared to them frequently in that time.
Kulezi nsuku ezingamashumi amane ubehlala esibonakalisa kubona esesemzimbeni wakhe omusha.
And he now was revealing himself to them in his with his new body, the glorified body.
Lana ke sesimbona ehlangana kokugcina nabafundi bakhe bonke.
And this was now the last time that he met with them in that way, where they were all together.
Wabaqoqa bonke esevalelisa.
They were together there. He was speaking his last words to them.
Singasho ngamanye amazwi ubabenika iwili yakhe, itestamente lakhe.
So this was, in a way, one could say, like him giving and passing on his last will to them.
Ebachazele ukuthi ufuna ukuthi indaba iqhubeke kanjani.
Telling them how he wanted them to continue.
Wabahlanganisa entabeni yemqumo.
And they were there at the Mount of Olives.
Khona lapho izinsuku embalwa nje embile ezintathu phambi kwalokho lapho bejuluka khona isithukuthuku njengomuntu ofayo kodwa kungaphumi umjuluko obandayo kodwa kuphume ukujuluka okushisayo okufana namaconsi egazi eqonsela phansi emhlabathini.
It was the same place where just a few days prior to this, they had also been together, where they had prayed earnestly, where he was sweating, not just like one perspires normally, but where his sweat drops were like drops of blood falling onto the ground.
Ehlangana nobunzima bokugcina. Kathathe ethi awubaba, uma kwenzeka kudlule lento kimi. Ingezi kimi, ngoba izono zakho nezami beziza kuye kuthiwa phuza lesi sitsha aphuza ulaka lukaNkulunkulu.
This was the time of greatest anguish for him. It was so great, in fact, where he said repeatedly saying, Lord, if it's your will, please take this cup away from me. Why was it so terrible for him? Because he was carrying your and my sins in that time.
And he had to drink that cup of God's wrath that should have come upon you and not him. Lolulaka bekumele ukuthi lehlele wena, hayi yena. Kodwa wayithopha, washona phansi, wangena esihogweni ngenxa yakho.
But he humbled himself. He took it upon himself, descended into the depths of hell for you and for me.
Ilapho kuyo leyo ntaba yemqulu wahlanganisa abantu bafundi bakhe batshele ukuthi ngifuna ukuhlangana nani kuleyo ntaba.
And now once again he asked them to meet him there at the Mount of Olives, that same place, on that mountain.
Baza baqoqana bonke ke. Kungikhumbuza uJakobe lapha esefa eseqoqana zonke ingane zakhe amadodana akhe eyala ileyo naleyo naleyo ekhuluma amazwi akho okugcina lapho esezo hamba shiya umhlaba abashiye.
It reminds me of the time when Joseph got together his children, his whole household, just before he died, giving them the last minute instructions.
Wahlangana nabo ekudleni, kusho ukuthi bebephatha umphako ngoba bebengazi ukuthi uzobonakalisa ngasikhathini. Bahlala 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 baze bakhipha ukudla kwedina. Baze mhlawumbe bebethandaza bethi Nkosi busisa lokhu kudla khona lapho ngithi mhlawumbe ngisho ukuthi kunjalo ngoba phela uma sisemthandazweni kuyilapho uNkulunkulu eyibonakalisa kithina.
They were at table. They were busy eating, sharing a meal. They'd probably taken the meal along because they didn't know what time exactly he would appear to them. So they went there, and maybe they were just praying for the food at the time. I said, perhaps, because it's when we pray that God draws near to us.
Kanti khona lapho bezoqala ukudla nangu phakathi kwabo.
And as they were there to eat, about to eat, there he was in their midst.
Usekhuluma amazwi akhe ukubavalelisa. Usezomuka hambe nomphela abuyele kuleyo nkazimulo yakhe ayinayo ngaphambi kokuba afike emhlabeni.
And these were his parting words, these words of greeting to him just before he ascended into heaven to return to that glory, to that position he had before he came to earth.
Ebuyela kulobo bukhosi ngoba sazalelwa uJesu Kristu oyinkosi esezobuyela ehlala ngakwesi kunene sikaBaba ebusa ebukhosini bakhe ayinakho ngaphambi kokusekelwa kumhlaba.
So he returned to that kingship, that lordship which he had right from the foundations of the earth. So he came to us as a king. And now he was to ascend into heaven before their eyes.
It's a manga.
Amazing.
Ngesikhathi ehla uqoqaba lwezingelozi zakhuluma zaxula manje uma esezokwenyuka kakhulu kangakanani kusho ukuthi bekhona igidi zezingelozi esingayibonayo ebeziyomhlangabeza zimphelezele engene esikhundleni sokugcina.
You can imagine what that must have been like. What celebration must there have been when he entered into that eternal glory? For the angels, the hosts of heaven, sang when he came down to earth, but how much more must they have sung when he returned back into his position in heaven?
Abafundi bayibona nje lezo ngelozi ezimbili ukuthi nina madoda asegalile nimeleni nigolozela leziphezulu ezulwini uzobuya njengokuba nimbone ikhuphuka.
The disciples only saw the two angels that came down to them and spoke to them and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand here staring up into heaven? For the same Jesus who ascended from you now will return again one day with the heavenly hosts."
Buganike indawo lapho uJesu enyuka khona ekhuphukela khona bekwindawo lapha ejuluka khona ehlupheka khona ethi baba akudlule lesi sitsha kimi khona leyo ndawo yokuthotshiswa kwakhe lapho wathwala izono zakho waze waba isono ngenxa yakho. Lezi zona ezikhluphayo zangena wayithatha.
But just take note again of the place where all this happened. It was the same place where he had suffered, gone through that bitter anguish. We had to drink that cup. We had to take your and my sins upon himself, where he had to become sin for us. It was in that same place where he had to drink that cup.
Futhi kuyilapho ekhushulwa khona. Niyabona izwi lenkosi lithi oyithobayo uyokhushulwa, osiphakamisayo uyakuthotshiswa.
There he, where he had been humiliated, he was now being uplifted, just as God's word says, "He who humbles himself, God will uplift him, but he who is proud, God will humble."
Izwi lithi masihlupheka kanye naye siyobusa kanye naye.
God's word says if we go through trials with him and through those tribulations we will also rule with him.
Uma bantu bekhuluma kabi ngathi besiqalekisa besihlupha siyokhuphuka nathi sihlale naye esihlalweni sakhe sokubusa.
Even if people speak badly of us because of him for his sake, whatever they say, but he promises that we will rule with him.
Siyathanda ukuphakama sonke, kodwa ungakaphakami kufanele ukuthi wehle qala.
We all want to be great, and looked up to. But before you get there, you first have to go down and humble yourself. Like people who are blessed. Others look at them and they even are jealous about the fact that the others are being blessed. But if you want that blessing, you first have to go through that difficulty before you get the blessing.
Lapho uJesu wahlupheka ngokuhlupheka kokugcina okubi kuyilapho ephakanyiselwa khona.
There where Jesus suffered in the greatest way was the most difficult time for him. It was exactly there where he was uplifted.
Kusho ukuthi bebengazi ukuthi uyoyibonakalisa nini, bahlele kudleni, bayadla.
They didn't know when he would appear. They were sitting there at the table eating, not knowing when he'd come, but unexpectedly he was in their midst.
Uma efa ubuka indebe zakhe ubeke indlebe ulalele ufuna ukuzwa ukuthi izwi lakhe lokugcina lyoba yini.
When he appeared, they forgot about everything else, even about their food. They must have sensed this is something important that he is telling us now. And when someone is dying, you listen very attentively to try and catch every last word that he's trying to say. You read his lips. You don't want to miss out on a word. Because of time, I'll just touch on three things.
Point lokuqala.
The first point.
Ukusola kwakhe.
He rebuked them.
Okwesibili. Ukuyala kwakhe.
And secondly, he instructed them. And the third and last point, his promises. The three main points. The first thing he did when he was in their midst, he rebuked them strongly.
Simangaleso thina singathi hayi uma isevalelisa uma isehamba sokufanele ukuthi kube uthando nje uthando oluthambile uthando oluhle uthando lwenkawu olungaqini uthando lwabazali beyingane noma zona ingane basuke bacimeze.
It's interesting that when he's there for the last time that he should actually rebuke them. One would think, well, if you're speaking to some people that you love for the last time, you must speak kindly to them, show them love. It's like parents who have like a monkey love for their children. They just say kind things and good things to them, even when the children do wrong things.
They just close an eye. It's a soft love. It's a monkey love. They can't be hard on their children. They can't chastise their children. They can't find fault with them. Oh, just speak nicely. I don't want the child to run away, turn his or her back on me. You breeding a bunch of fighters.
Khuluma nengane zakho uthi hawa ngifuna ukulahlekelwa izono. Ukhuluma nje amazwi amnandi noma bona. Lolu thando ngeke luyisize ingane. Isigcina uzozala inyoka nje.
UJesu izwi lokuqala wabasola. Ezovalelisa wabasola ngenindlela.
So Jesus came to them. This was the last time he was with them. The first thing he did, he rebuked them.
Kodwa ay ngoba ethukuthele enobuso obubi ethuka kube ngathi uhlanya awuvunyelwe nalokho mzali uyona ingane yakho uyifaka upoison uma wenze njalo kodwa ngokuthula nje ekhuluma kahle engathukuthele engabathethisi ethi go one when we are super wena nanan thule kahle nje kodwa basola.
He rebuked them, yet he was not cross with them and shouting at them and even cursing and swearing. And so we must learn as well, when one speaks to one's children, one can, must rebuke them, but not in anger and saying all the wrong things to them because one is angry with the child.
Wabasola ngendlela ejulile, ngibona ukuthi noyedwa wabuya wakhohlwa lokhu kusola solwa kwabo nguJesu.
But he rebuked them nevertheless in a very strong way. I don't think that they will have forgotten this rebuke quickly.
UNkulunkulu kenxa yokuthi uthando noJesu eluthando wabasola wabaqondisa.
It was because God is love. Jesus himself is love. And in his love, he rebuked them.
Ubasola ngani?
Why did he rebuke them?
Ngokungakholwa kwabo.
Because of their lack of faith, their unbelief.
Ngokungakholwa kwabo. Bebengakholwa ngani?
Why did they not believe?
Uthi ngenxa yobulukhuni bezinhliziyo zabo.
He said, because of their hardness of heart. Because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. I don't know whether there's a worse sin than that of hardening one's heart. It's a terrible thing. If you look at the different sins, murder, adultery, and so many other sins, but I don't know whether there's a worse sin than hardening your heart. And Jesus rebuked them because they did not believe those that reported to them that he had risen. When those women came and spoke to them, told them that they had seen him, that he's risen, they didn't believe them. They said, They said, well, how must we believe it? We didn't see him. We didn't touch him. We didn't experience it. We weren't there. Why didn't he come to us? We can't believe it. It was difficult for them to accept what those other women had told them.
Kanti bekungesibona besifazane kuphela. No Jesu qobo lwakhe wabatshela wathi indodana yomuntu imele ukuthi ife bese ivuke futhi.
But they hadn't just heard it from those women, for Jesus himself had told them beforehand, saying that the Son of Man must be crucified and die, but he will rise again.
Aba prophet imbhalo ibisho njalo ngosuku lwesithathu uyovuka kodwa. Ay, but cha ngobe ngazibonakalisanga kithina wayibonakalise kinina asikholwa. Ay, akukafiki kithi asikakezwa thina sokholwa ngoba seswile. uJesu uyabasola nawe uyabusola khona abangakholwa phakathi kwethu phakathi kwabasha nabadala ongakholwa ube lukhuni uthi uma ngingafakanga umunwe enxebeni lakhe uma ngingambonanga mina ngeke ngikholwe wena muntu wesikhokho umuntu kaSatan uSatan kuwe.
The prophets, the scriptures, had told them so clearly that he would die. After 3 days, he would rise again. But they said no, because he didn't come to me personally and didn't appear to me until I put my finger in his hands and my hand in his side. I will not believe beforehand. And God rebuked them severely, like he will rebuke you too and is rebuking you if you are one who does not believe.
Khale kuNkulunkulu uthi Nkosi ikhiphe inhliziyo elikhuni kimi ayiphele angifuni ukuthi ngibe umuntu olikhuni maqondana nawe Nkosi maqondana nezwi lakho maqondana nenkulumo yakho maqondana nokuzibonakalisa kwakho kwabanye abantu.
Then you need to go on your knees and say, oh Lord, soften this hard heart of mine. Make it soft, that I will not be hard when you appear and when you speak to me through your word, or even when you reveal yourself to others. Jesus rebuked.
Mhlambe khona nabanye phakathi kwethu uJesu yakusola wabikelwa kodwa ukukholwa uthi hayi uma ngingafaka ngumunwe uma ngingabonanga ngamehlo ami uma ngingazwanga ngamehlo ami angikholwa leyo nto yimpi leyo nto into yokuqala uJesu lapha evula umlomo wakhe wabasola ngalokho.
He rebuked them for they had not believed what the others had told them, what they had experienced. They said, no, we want to experience it firsthand, and we won't believe it until then. And he rebuked them severely, as he will rebuke you too, if you've got such a hard heart.
Baninga abantu abazoya esihogweni, ngenxa yalesi sono. Uyakhuluma uNkulunkulu, ukhulume nawe, hayi ukuthi eze kuwe, akadingi ukuza kuwe, unelungelo yena lokukhuluma nona. Akuthumele owesifazane bengamadoda phela bengasho ukuthi hayi ke sifuna indoda ize kithi hayi uthuma besifazane.
Many will end up in hell because of this same sin. Because there are those people who say, no, he must come to me. I'm not going to accept it if a woman comes to me and tells me these things. I want to experience it. I'm a man. I want to know firsthand.
Thandaza ukhale kuNkulunkulu uthi Nkosi ngisize nanini ngingabi nenhliziyo elikhulu. Lapho ukhuluma ukhulume ngabanye engingabalindelanga ngisheshe ngikumukele. Uma ungitshele lokho obukhulumile nalokho okukhulumile eBhayibhelini.
Plead with God that he'll give you a soft heart, that you will accept what he says to you, be it through his word or through others. They did not believe those who had seen him. Jesus doesn't have to go.
Umuntu wesihogo wena udinga ukuphenduka khona manje.
Jesus doesn't
ukuthethelele ubulukhuni bami.
He doesn't need to go to everyone. Who are you in any way to demand that Jesus must come to you personally? He can send someone else to you. You are cheeky if you say no, he must come to me personally. You have no.
Kwenele uma ikhuluma kulo muntu. Nobe thuma lo muntu kwenele sekukhuluma kwakhe kuwe sekufikile kodwa uma uyikhipha khona yanake esihogweni yane siqalekisweni akwehlulaka likaNkulunkulu phezu kwakho.
He has the right to send someone else to you And you can accept that as from God. And if you don't want to accept that, then obviously you're going to be on your way to hell. But you deserve to be.
When we eqalekisweni kuze kube sekufeni yakhonkeka futhi inhliziyo yakhonkeka umuntu uyakhuluma nawe uyakushumayeza uyakela awuvumi uyakhonkeka inhliziyo iyoba likhuni ingwenya yasesihogweni yokugwinya ingene nawe echibini lomlilo noma uthi uyathanda ukuphenduka akusekho ukuphenduka.
God has the right to use someone else, to speak through someone else, and you need to accept that when someone comes to you. Otherwise, you're just bringing a curse upon yourself when you say no, because you're so super spiritual now. You say, no, I want God Himself to reveal Himself to me. I won't accept it if someone else talks to me.
Pointless me, liwai seti kubo, hambani niezwen lonke, nishumayeli vangeli, ukogonko ptaliweyo.
And the second point is where he instructed them to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Okholwayo aphaphathiswe uyakusindiswa ngepho ongakholwa ongakholwayo uyakulahlwa.
He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. He says, he who does not believe will be condemned. Because even if you are baptized, you will still be condemned if you do not believe.
When he had rebuked
them and dealt with that hardness of heart, that unbelief in their hearts, then he, after that, he could say to them, go now into all the world and preach. To every creature. This word is not only directed at the apostles. It's for all of us here. This word is just as relevant to us today as it was to the disciples on that day. For we are now his disciples, and he expects from us to carry out the gospel to every creature.
Namiphiwo namatalenta engafani.
Yes, we don't have all the same gifts and all the same talents. Not everyone is expected to preach, but everyone is expected to carry out the gospel in one way or the other. Maybe you just need to be kind to somebody, speak friendly words to him, greet him in a nice way, help someone that's in need. There are many ways that we can carry out the gospel.
Laba naye kuwe maye kazi ukuthi uma ulahlwe esigogweni yobanjani uzolahlwa ukhumbule ukuthi hey ikuyiqala lami ngoba ngosuku lokwenyuka bengikhona kwasiza abantu wangitshela ngatshelwa kodwa ngilalelanga.
The 11 on their own can't go to the ends of the world to every creature, but they do what they can. And in their passing on the message to others, those in turn take it and they run further with it, and so it's passed on. But maybe you're not even involved in the passing on of the gospel. Perhaps you are deliberately standing in the way of those who are spreading the gospel. You're standing in God's way.
Lapho khona ngikho lapho khona wena ufanele ukuthi wena uqhubhe indaba hlangana nomuntu hlangana ehlobo zakini hlangana nabazali hlukana hlangana nomakhelwane iqhubhe indaba lapho ongayiqhubi umyalo kaJesu Kristu lowo ukuthi hambani qhubhe indaba ihambe uma ivangeli ingahambi nawe ngawe maye kuwe kukhulu ukulahlwa kwakho ngisafuna ukubona ukuthi uzolahlwa ngandlelani bese ke ngiyokuzwa uprocess kokwini ukuthi ha wangitshela ngikholwanga.
I cannot be everywhere where you are, but there where you are you need to carry out the gospel, pass it on with your family, your friends, your neighbors. I cannot be there, but you are there. You need to spread the gospel. That is God's command to us. And woe to us if we don't do it.
Nathi testament lakhe leli. Kusho ukuthi wili yakhe ayinike abafundi bakhe, ayinike wena namhlanje. Maye, maye, maye. Uma lentando lomyalo le wili yakhe uma igcinanga akukho kunyo zolahla.
Here is now the Lord's will, which he had for his disciples and for us, for all of us. Woe to us if we don't carry out what he has said here in this last will of his.
Ukuqala ukusola kwakhe.
So the first,
izinhliziyo zabo ezilukhuni bengakholwa lo mbiko abalethelwe bona. Awu niyezwa nje nani izingane zesikole abanye bayaphenduka abanye abaphenduki noma bekhuluma nawe uzibe ilikhona inhliziyo akukafiki kimi sokufikile kuwe usekhulume kuwe akakhulumi unamanga umqambi manga ingani usubikele usefikile kuwe uNkulunkulu nani izalukazi nani madoda nonke indaba uma isifinyelele endlebeni ya usefikile kuNkulunkulu.
So he first rebuked them for the hardness of their hearts, for they did not believe those that had spoken to them. So that's the first thing you need to take note of. What are you like? Maybe you're one of those who says, no, well, I don't know. You've been told often enough, but you say, no, I don't really know. I first have to know very firsthand. Jesus must speak to me personally. He has spoken to you. He sent those others to you. But you're hardening your heart.
You want a special revelation. You'll never get it if you don't obey this, what you have been told. Bese siyeke lelo point. Lo myalo niqonde kahle ukuthi maye maye kulo muntu omusha nomdala ongawunakekeli umyalo ongcwele wagcina kaJesu esezoshiya lomhlaba.
And then his instruction, his command, woe to us, woe to everyone, old or young, who disregards this last command of the Lord.
Etokholwayo uyakusindiswa. Uma ukholwa lokho, ukumukele lokho, obikelwe kona.
And then he says, he who believes will be saved. If you accept that which you are told, you will be saved.
Ukholwe lokho obikelwe kona. Uma uthi hayi akakasho uyagula ekhanda. Awunapho ubuchopho ekhanda.
You accept
umuntu wesihogo, umuntu wokulahla. Sekufikile kuwe. Usuyaphendula. Uphendula lokho obikelwe kona okuzokusindisa. hayike baningi abazoyesigogweni belahlwa lethi sonfo kungakholwa ngani ilukhuni inhliziyo ilukhuni ngani kwelizono ikona ukukhakha konke inhliziyo.
You accept, you take to heart, you believe what you are told. Not like those who say, well, I cannot accept it. This is just this person speaking to me. You have to accept that. That's because that is God speaking to you. But many people will end up in hell because they harden their hearts because they do not believe. They cannot accept what they are told. Go.
Nonsense leyo. Nonsense. Uma indlu isha, ingani phakathi, iyasha. Bese uthi ngiyesaba, anginawo amandla. Uyongena uyikhiphe lengane eshayo.
Go into all the world. That's the command. But maybe you say, no, well, I can't go. I'm too shy. That's not in my personality. I can't do it. Don't you realize that if a house is burning down and there's a child inside who's about to die, wouldn't you run in and save it? Now here are his promises.
Kwaba nangozi bayakubeka izandla phezu kwabagulayo basinde.
And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. If they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover.
Akukho nokodwa akushoyo uJesu lapha okungafezanga fezekanga kubafundi bakhe.
There's nothing of what the Lord Jesus promised here which the disciples did not experience.
Ethinazi bonakaliso eziya kubalandela abakholwayo khona ibonakaliso ezimlandelayo umuntu okholwayo uma zingekho awukholwa ukholwa kwakho kufile.
These are the signs which follow those who believe. There are signs which follow those who believe. If there are no signs that are following you who believe, it shows that you do not believe. In my name they will cast out demons.
Ibhula imemeza laba bayizinceko zikaNkuluNkulu abazontshela iqiniso ibalandela uPaulu waze waphenduka wathi hey bona moyo omubi phuma kuye waphuma aphuma amademoni.
Remember that demon possessed girl who had that fortune telling spirit when she met with Jesus with Paul he drove out that demon, she was set free. These are the signs which follow those who believe.
Omunye unedemoni lotshwala. Omunye unedemoni unomoya omubi wenkanuko. Omunye unomoya wolaka. Uma umtshela uNkulunkulu umshumayeza aphenduke ayaphuma amademoni.
And there are people with different demons in them. It can be alcohol, it can be anger, it can be lust. But when they meet up with those who believe, these demons and evil spirits have to leave.
Kodwa uma wena uza nendaba kaJesu umshumayeza ayabaleka lamademoni ayaphuma kuye asinde umuntu akhululeke asindiswe.
And then there are the demons of stubbornness, of hardness of heart. A person listens to no one and accepts nothing. But when someone comes who believe can speak to that person is touched. Those demons have to leave.
Umoya wamakhubu, umoya wokungatheteleli, umoya wenzondo.
And then there's the evil spirit of grudges, of unforgiveness and hatred.
Kodwa uma uza ngevangeli ngazibonakalise ziyolandela lamademoni azophuma baguquka abantu babe ngabantu abasha bakhululeke.
These all these demons which have to leave when you come with the gospel, that kind of spirit cannot exist when the gospel comes. And they will speak in new tongues.
Ngo Pentecost kwenzeka lokho bakhuluma ngezilimi angisho izilimi zezingelosi ongazizwa babekhuluma ngezilimi ezaziwa abantu. Ngoba namhlanje ngithi omunye akhuluma ngesiJalmane engalwazi ulimi, omunye ukhuluma ngesiBhunu, omunye ukhulume ngelimi angayifundanga. Kwenzeka uPentecost nakuKhoneliyo, kwenzeka kona lokho bakhuluma ngelimi ezintsha.
And they will speak with new tongues. That happened at Pentecost, where people spoke, the disciples spoke, not with tongues of angels, but with tongues of men. Languages which people could understand. In today's language, English, Afrikaans, Zulu, people could understand.
Bamangala. Ukuthi hawu siyabezwa bekhuluma ngelimi zakithi.
And they were amazed because they heard these people speaking in languages which they hadn't learned, but which those people understood. It was their language. New language, new tongues.
Zikhona-ke nezingelosi, izilimi zezingelosi ezidinga ukukhulushelwa.
But there are also the tongues of angels which need interpretation.
Kanti khona nezilimi ezintsha. Umuntu okhuluma athuke nje fuseke nani gowani. Kodwa uma usukhuluma hawu sekhuluma nolimi olusha olumnandi guqukile ulimi demoni laphuma olimini lwakhe lofuseka.
But then there's also
ulimi olusho olumnandi luka Jesu Kristu endebeni zakhe.
But then there's also the case where a person changes the way he speaks. He has a new tongue. He used to swear and curse and be rude and impolite, unfriendly. Suddenly he meets up with the Lord Jesus. His life has changed and the way he speaks is brand new. He has a new tongue.
Angikhubeke ngoba isikhathi omunye washo wathi isikhathi sidliwa izinja. Manje-ke angifuni ukuthi sidliwe izinja.
Now let's continue.
Baphathe izinyoka.
And they will take up serpents.
UPawuli efelwe umkhumbi eseqhingini. Kubanda makhaza lina. Wahamba watheza inkuni. Wayiletha. Baphemba umlilo. Beka ilokhuza izinti inkuni. Hawu nali bululu la inyoka isile ngesandleni sakhe. Bathi abantu hey waphunyuka emkhunjeni kodwa lakaphunyuka kusho ukuthi isono esikhulu usebulawa inyoka. Kodwa uPawulu wathi nje yawe emlilweni yasha akavuvukalanga noma elunywa inyoka.
When Paul was shipwrecked there on that island, it was very cold. They made a fire and they were putting logs on the fire. Paul put some on and a snake came out and entangled itself around his hand. And the people said, well, this must be a very bad sinner because he escaped the shipwreck, but now he has to die. But Paul just took the snake off into the fire and it died. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them.
Uthwa uJohane ubeqondile lokho washaya isiphambano nje wathandaza waphuza akumenzanga lutho ngoba uthokholwayo noma ephuza okubulalayo
The church history has it, even though it's not in the Bible, they say the enemies of John the Apostle, they once brought him poison to drink. They wanted to kill him. He was aware of it, but he made the sign of the cross, he prayed, and he drank it. Nothing happened to him. They will lay hands on the sick, they will recover. Well, you just need to read in the Acts of the Apostles, and you'll read all about this. People were even raised from the dead. These are the promises which Jesus left, not just with the 11. He didn't just say, this I leave with you 11, or with you apostles or disciples. He said that I leave these promises with you who believe, everyone who believes. And these are the signs that will follow you. So then after
the...
So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. In the other Gospels it even says, as he was lifted up, he was blessing them.
Wakhushulelwa wahlala ngakwesukunene sika baba ebukhosini wabamkhulu umkhosi ezulwini uphindwe ngenkulungwane ezishumi kunokuzalwa kwakhe.
He was received up into heaven, sat down at the right hand of God as a king. All that glory, there was great rejoicing in heaven that day, greater rejoicing even than when he was born on this earth. And he said, I will be with you right to the end. And confirm everything with signs. How wonderful that he now sits at the right hand of the Father. All power is given unto him, and every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess that he is Lord. And even if you don't want to admit that now, you will have to admit it one day. This is
Wacho komunyu Maria ungangithinti angakayi kubaba manje usekhuphuka kuya kubaba uzohlala esihlalweni sakho uyabusa ke manje ukanye nalabo abamlalelayo abakholwa nguyena kodwa labo abangakholwa banosathana.
So this is a wonderful time, a wonderful day that we remember. He ascended into heaven, was given that power, and he said, and after 10 days then, he sent the Holy Spirit. That is Pentecost. And he went up there to sit there, to be with those that believe, and to help those. Had he not ascended, we would not have received the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. He said, I must go first. I must go to the Father, and only then can I send the Holy Spirit. So it's a great thing that Jesus ascended into heaven.
Just in closing, before we ask Uncle Werner to close for us in prayer,
Ekupheteni nje singakaceli ubaba uEngelbrecht ukuthi siphethele lenkonzo ngomthandazo.
The disciples experienced a visit from the Lord Jesus on that day before he ascended into heaven.
Abafundi benkosi bahlangabezana nento eyisimanga ukuthi bevakashelwe uJesu uqobo ngaphambi kokuthi uJesu enyuke ehluke ephume phakathi kwabo.
And I experienced it that the Lord visited us here this morning.
Mina ke ngikuzwe ngalendlela ukuthi inkosi nathi iyasihambela namhlanje kusene.
I don't think the disciples could ever be the same again after that which they heard from the Lord.
Angikholwa ukuthi abafundi babengaqhubeka babe lokho ababengaba yikhona ngaphambilini emva kokuthi sebezwe bahlangana futhi nenkosi inkosi yakhuluma lamazwi phakathi kwabo.
We heard how the Lord Jesus came and rebuked them.
Sizwile ukuthi uJesu wafika kanjani kubona wabasola.
Often we pray and we say, Lord, please reveal yourself to us. But in Malachi we read that when he comes, who will be able to stand when he comes?
Kaningi siye sikhuleke simnquse sithi Nkosi siyacela ukuthi wehle ube phakathi kwethu. Kodwa encwadini kaMalaki siyafunda ukuthi uma ngabe eseza yena ubani oyakwazi ukuthi eme ekwazi ukuthi ebhekane naye na.
And maybe the disciples as well, when they heard Jesus had appeared to some of the other disciples, they said, oh, we wish he would appear to us. But when he came and he did appear to them, it was to rebuke them. And that can be the same with us as well.
Mhlawumbe nabafundi ngokunjalo lapho besezwa ukuthi uJesu uye wazibonakalisa kwabanye abantu babe naloku kulangazelela befisa ukuthi akwangathi nathi engazambula engeze esihambele nathi. Kodwa lapho uJesu sefike phakathi kwabo wayezele ukuzobaqondisa ezobasola.
In Malachi we read that he will purify the Levites as silver and as gold, and that's what he'll do when he'll come to you and to me and reveals himself to us.
Encwadini kaMalaki ke siyathola ukuthi yena uyakucwengisisa amaLevi wena wabona ukucwengisiswa igolide nesiliva. Yilokho kuyokwenzeka nakithina uma ngabe ehla uJesu efinyelela kithina uyakusicwengisisa ngayo leyo ndlela.
And we also heard how the Lord Jesus then sent the disciples to go out into all the world.
Sizwile futhi uJesu lapho esekhipha umyalo esebathuma manje abafundi ethi hambani niye ezweni lonke.
And we heard that pertains to you and it pertains to me as well.
Sibuzwe kahle futhi ukuthi lokho hayi ukuthi kwaqondene nabafundi kuphele, kuqondene nawe, kuqondene nami futhi.
If a person has been sent, he cannot just do what he likes to do.
Uma ngabe umuntu ethunyiwe akakwazi ukuthi enze njengokufisa nanokucabanga kwakhe.
If a person has been sent, he can't be busy with his own things.
Umuntu uma ngabe ethunyiwe akakwazi ukuthi esithole sematasatasa manje ngezinto eziqondene nempilo yakhe.
He's got an obligation to complete that mission and that task for which he's been sent.
Usuke eyaliwe lo muntu, usuke ethunyiwe, kumisiwe, kumele ukuthi ekufeze lokho akakuthunyiwe ukuthi akwenze.
And I was reminded also there where Jesus said to his disciples that I have food from which you know nothing, and that is to do the will of my Father who has sent me, that when we do his will, at the same time, we are strengthened.
Ngiye ngakhunjuzwa lawo mazwi uJesu akawaphimisela athi nginokudla eningakuqondi eningakwazi, lokhu kudla lokhu kokuthi ngifeze ngenze umsebenzi ubaba osezulwini ongithumileyo ukuthi ngiwufeze. Wayesethi ke uma ngabe sikulowo msebenzi, uma ngabe senza lokho siyeneliseka ngandlela thize, siyasutha imphefumulo yethu iyeneliseka ngalokho kudla esingathi uqhamuka ezulwini.
And that's maybe why a person experiences leanness of soul and experiences his life not being fulfilled. Maybe you're not busy with the work for which you have been sent.
Mhlambe empilweni yakho uyazwela ukuthi umphefumulo wakho uzacile, umphefumulo wakho aweneme kungenxa ukuthi mhlambe ukuswele ukulambele lokho kudla kokomoya.
And then we heard about the promises that the Lord gave his disciples, his will, that also doesn't only pertain to them, but is also his will for us.
Sizwileke futhi nezithembiso uJesu akabanikeze zona esingathi ukwamazwi akhe okugcina nefa lakhe ayebashiyela lona singathi konke sikhona oqondene nabafundi kuphela kodwa kuqondene nanathi esaphila kulesikhathi.
And the Lord Jesus also said, when I go, I will send the Comforter. And he said, wait for that promise that you will be filled with the Holy Spirit to receive the power to take my message and to be my witnesses in the world.
Wathike uJesu senginyukile sengihambile ngiyakuthumela umduduzi umoya ongcwele lindelani lawo mandla nizogcwaliswa yiwona ukuze nibe namandla okuthatha lombiko niuhambise ezizweni zonke.
May that be our desire to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Kwangathi kungaba ukulangazelela nokufisa kwayilona lo phakathi kwethu ukuthi sigcwaliswe umoya ongcwele kaNkulunkulu.
And in Thessalonians it even says, be filled with the Spirit as a command.
Encwadini kwabaseThessalonika kuthiwa gcwaliswani ngomoya ongcwele kuwumyalo loyo ovela kuJehova.
Uncle Ben, would you please close for us? Thank you.
May I share something before we pray?
Singakathandazi, ningangivumele ukuthi ngiqobelele nje okufushane noma okuncane.
I was asked the other day to go and collect some parts from a firm which I had never been to.
Ngiye ngacelwa ngolunye usuku ukuthi ngiyolanda izingxenye mhlambe zemoto ethize kwenye inkampani noma ifirm engakaze ngifike kuyona leyo ndawo.
And when I got to that firm, I said, I'm from Mseni Farming. I would like to collect that which I've been asked to collect.
Lapho ngifika kuleyo ndawo ngazethula ukuthi ngiqhamuka Mseni Farming, ngithunyiwa abakuleyo ndawo ukuthi ngizothatha lawo maparts abawacelile abawaodile.
And a black man said to me, one can recognize the people that are from Mseni.
Kwase kuba khona ke indoda lapho ngithi ensundu ngebala yayisithi siyakwazi ukuthi siphawule bayaphawuleka abantu abaqhamuka Mseni Farming.
I said, how do you recognize them?
Ngase ngithi how? Ningibona kanjani Pauluni nilibonayo?
He said, here.
Why sethi lo muntu into eqhamuka la emlonyeni kini?
Pointed just to his lips, he says, I can recognize you here.
Wakutshengisa izindebe zakhe lo muntu wathi la Paule ila sikwazi ukuthi Paule ngakhona.
I said, what difference is there?
Ngase ngithi mahluko muni obonayo?
He says there's a tremendous difference from the way you speak and the other people.
Wathi kunomahluko omkhulu indlela nina abantu eniqhamuka kuleyo ndawo enikhuluma ngayo kuna ngendlela abanye abantu abakhuluma ngayo.
And I realized what a tremendous challenge we face. We never know who's watching us and at what time.
Ngase ngithi bazalwane, kazi siyabona, siyaqonda ukuthi inselele esibhekene nayo inkulu kangakanani nanokuthi abantu amehlo asibhekile, asihlolayo, nanokuthi labantu bahobani asibazi ukuthi basihlola ngasiphi sona isikhathi asazi kodwa ke akhona lamehlo asibhekayo ngaso sonke isikhathi.
But when I heard that they will speak in different tongues, I realized what the Lord has done for us.
Kodwa ke lapho ngizwa entshumayelweni ukuthi laba bantu bayakhuluma ngezilimi, ngiye ngaqonda, ngabona ukuthi kukhulu kangakanani uNkulunkulu akasenzele khona.
Therefore, let us carry on following the Lord. Wherever we are proclaiming the gospel. And I was collecting parts and I was recognized from where I come.
Ngakho ke zihlobo ngathi noma phi lapho sizithola sikhona kwangathi singaqhubeka silandele inkosi siphilele inkosi bhekani nje bengikuleyo ndawo ngiyolanda izinto engangithunywe ukuthi ngiyilande kodwa ngazithola sikumele ukuthi manje ngibe umuntu oveza lempilo oshumayela ivangeli ngamanye amazwi.
And if I would have come in a different way, I could have spoiled the testimony of all those that had been to that firm before.
Ukuthi ke mhlambe ngangibhedise uhlelo noma ngenza ngendlela ehlukile, ngangiyoba umuntu osengcolisa manje ubufakazi nempilo enhle esishiwe abanye abasuka kule ndawo asebeke bafika kuleyo ndawo.
Let's pray.
Asiphetheni ngomkhuleko.
We thank you, Lord, that we were able to be together here today.
Siyabonga uNkulunkulu wethu ithuba esikwazile ukuba nalo ukwazi ukuhlangana ngale ndlela namhlanje.
Many people have forgotten that it's the day of your ascension today.
Baningi inkosi asebekulibele nabawukhohliwe ukuthi lolu suku kusuku lwakho lomenyuko.
In a way, we have made a statement by coming together here today.
Ngokuhlangana kwethu ngalendlela nkosi khona umbiko esiwuthumelile ezweni lonkana.
And it's been a privilege, Lord, to listen to your word.
Kube inhlanhla kithina nkosi ukwazi ukuthi sihlale phansi silalele izwi lakho.
In a new way, you've sent us out again today.
Ngendlela entsha nkosi usuphinde wasithumela ukuthi masiphume siye ezweni lonke.
Grant us that faith and that spirit of God that will be on our lips, in our hearts, in our minds, in all our being.
Siphe Nkosi amandla, siphe ukuhlakanipha okungafunyana Nkosi kuzona izindebe zethu, engqondweni yethu, ezindlebeni zethu, emehlweni ethu, emzimbeni wethu wonkana.
So that we will carry out your gospel in a new way.
Ukuze Nkosi sikwazi ukulithwala ivangeli lakho silikhiphele ngaphandle ngendlela entsha sinamandla amasha.
And make use of the chances that you give us.
Sisize Nkosi ukuthi sibe abakwazi ukusebenzisa amathuba lawo osakhela wona.
And as we part now,
uma sesihlukana manje Nkosi,
we pray that you will part us with your blessing.
Sicela Nkosi ukuthi lona loyo usembathise isibusiso sakho.
Give us all that we need to live lives that will bring honor and glory to your name.
Usiphe Nkosi bonke esikudingayo ukuze sikwazi ukuphila leyo mpilo eletha udumo nenkazimulo egameni lakhe elingcwele.
For your name's sake we ask it.
Sicela konke lokhu Nkosi Jesu ngenxa nje egama lakho.
Amen.
Amen.